And as we discover and recognize God's love for us, for ourselves, in doing so, we respond by allowing ourselves to become what God has declared we are, to learn to live like holy people, like saints, like God's children. And the first part of this is to believe in and trust God, to put our faith in him, especially as we find him in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself lived by faith, and our faith is not in our faith, which I think sometimes we think it is, but it is in Jesus' faith. He believed in the love and goodness of God and lived and died accordingly. And he calls us to do the same, to have faith in God, Jesus his Father God, and to live our lives accordingly. And love, as always, is the key. God's love for us and all humankind, and indeed the whole created world and universe. And our love, echoing Jesus' love for all that God loves, for one another, for neighbours, for friends, for strangers, for enemies, for all. There is no end to God's love, and so our intention and hope is that there should be no end to our love. Though that, of course, is something we all have to work at. Saints are those who know how much they are loved by God, and despite their weakness and failure, who know that they are loved by God despite their weakness and failure, and who then live with that love themselves. And in baptism and confirmation, in receiving communion, in praying, in worshipping, and in practicing love, we are all saying yes to God as he has shown himself to us in Jesus Christ. But our yes is based on our belief in God's yes. He has said yes to us. He said it in our creation, in our birth, and again in his coming to us in Jesus Christ, and then again in his gift to us of his Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God that moves creatively within us and around us. In our Gospel, we heard Jesus' words of blessing for those who are poor, for those who are hungry, for those who are weak, for those who are despised or hated. These blessed ones, these saints, are those who come with empty hands, seeking God and his love. And this is how we too are called to come to our God. Amen.